This is Sunday Morning with Tracy.
So a few years ago, I was asleep in my bed and in the middle of the night heard this loud crash downstairs, like the sound of glass breaking. And I thought, oh my goodness, somebody just busted in my kitchen window and broke into my house. And I wasn't married at the time, so I was terrified. I called 911. I told them what happened. And they told me, well, just stay where you are. And I'm like, well, I'm in my bed. They're like, just stay there. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to do that. I stayed on the phone with them while they called the police. But I did crawl under my bed because I was so afraid. I mean, I want to tell you instantly, I was shaking. My heart was racing. It's amazing how something like that can just take over all of your senses. You know, the police came, they finally called up to me that everything was okay. I come downstairs and discovered that the shelving unit in one of my cupboards had just collapsed and all of the dishes came out and crashed onto the floor. And you know what? I will never forget that night because I know God was speaking a lesson to me that there's a lot of things that I'm afraid of that aren't real. I love the acronym for fear, false evidence appearing real. There was nothing to be afraid of that night in my kitchen. And I don't want these things that I'm making up to keep me from anything that God has for me. Be on the lookout for that kind of fear. That spirit doesn't come from God.